Welcome. Welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
And you're not taking any of the resveratrol and all of the healthy aspects. They're still in the bottle.
Yes, basically the process and first through filtration, but specifically the second part through distillation, you are basically targeting the alcohol molecules. So you're trying to be very, very specific in what you're removing. There are many technologies in the industry. Each technology is kind of like does better one thing and not the other. So sometimes you can take away some other compounds, and that's why some technology maybe strip a lot of that and they need to add them. But my Clean Zero, we have the objective to not add any artificial wine flavor at the end of the process.
When you go to clinkzero.com, There's no disclaimer on there that are you over 21 years of age? Because it's non-alcoholic, it's open to anyone.
Absolutely. And the other good part of it for consumer is that since you're not following certain regulation, you don't really need a distributor to sell in the U.S. So we can start selling, and that's what we're doing, direct to consumer.
Now, specifically, what made you start this?
There are many reasons. I would say that first of all, like as a wine lover, we are living a very, you talk with many wineries, wine and people working in the winery, you know that globally what's happening is that the consumption of alcohol is dropping. This is happening in Italy, in France, in Germany, in the United States. People in general drinking less alcohol and ultimately also drinking less wine. So first of all, there is a category issue. And I think that in this category issue, the non-alcoholic wine is almost an opportunity. It's a fresh breath of air because this is a double-digit growth category. Still small, but it's growing. So there was one reason is that I want to start a company that helps the wine industry. The second part is that there is still a lot of stigma, and I think that the market do not understand the benefit and the role that the no alcohol category can play. And so I wanna, through my brand, I want to also be able to educate consumer about the opportunity that there is. So for me, Clink Zero, it's a win-win. Because as you said a few minutes before, like, we are helping the wine industry, because if we sell more, we are using more wine. At the same time, we're helping also the category and the ultimate consumer, because we want to make wine still appealing to not just the wine lover, but across a different span of generations and different type of consumers.
You know, when you think about, you want to make wine for everybody, it's a certain point, you've got to worry about the bottle breaking, and then you've got to have the glasses with it. So that's not really portable in that, for all situations, whether you're a tailgating or what have you, or you're just having a sandwich.
Absolutely. Now, you touched a very good point. Like when we build the Clink Zero, one of the things that I said, hey, I need to remember this every single day. I want to create a brand that was as most inclusive as possible. So we start talking too much about wine jargon, and we talk more about occasion. And so when I come up with the idea, despite obviously when you're a startup, you know, you cannot really produce all the different SKU or variety or styles or packaging that you want. You need to prioritize. But since the beginning, I say, I need to have a can, because can today is the way to go. People can bring to the pool, can bring to the beach. They don't have to worry about glass shattering. So basically, I want to have the bottle, because I still believe that we want to be the brand chosen for celebratory moment, like baby shower, wedding, when you want to have something premium that feels premium, like a bottle, a glass bottle. But at the same time, we want to have an option for everybody that wants to carry the product with them everywhere they go.